T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Today, and you know something that happens on the station is interesting, when it gets cut into a video and pushed out on social media, and I got to give Steiny and Guru an awful lot of credit for doing something pretty interesting today. And I don't just want to talk about what they said. I wanted to play what they say before we get into it. And this is mostly Steiny kind of pontificating about how Joe Lacob has loyalties that are probably pointed to the next generation more than even are to his old guard. And this is going to come back to us talking about whether or not Joe Lacob believes whether or not Kevin Durant would be the right move for his empire. Here's what Steiny said earlier today on Steiny and Guru.
Joe Lacob takes over the team and Steph Curry's here. Okay? He's here already.
Gotcha.
Joe Lacob's got nothing to do with Steph.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson gets drafted, but who gets the credit for Klay Thompson? Jerry West gets the credit for Klay Thompson.
Okay.
In terms of the way people remember it. Okay, and then they got Draymond in the second round. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. So here's what I believe. I actually believe that Joe Lacob, in a way, has as much loyalty or more loyalty to the young players that he just drafted as opposed to the older guard who's been here for 12 years. I'm starting to think, I'm starting to get it. He's not trading Wiseman. He's not trading Kuminga. He's not trading Moody. He's probably not trading Poole either. You know why? Because they're his guys.
Pretty interesting. And I have thought about the Golden State Warriors, you know, and the game of three-dimensional chess that they are, as much as any topic that I've ever thought of in sports. And I hadn't quite thought of that. I think it's a very interesting point to make, and I don't know how much truth there is to that, but it feels like there could be quite a bit of truth attached to that, because Joe Lacob is a guy who I think has got he's a hands-on owner. He's not meddlesome. I think there's a big difference between meddlesome and hands-on. But I do believe that Joe fancies himself enough of a basketball guy to really want to see his basketball ideas come to their full fruition through the players that he drafted, as much as the players that he has retained and gotten as happy a locker room as any owner has ever had. I think there is an awful lot of truth to the logic that Steiny was putting out there.
I think he's probably on the right track, but for a different reason. And that is that when Stephen Curry retires and Klay Thompson retires and Draymond Green ages out or retires, Joe Lacob's going to still own this team. And if he decides the entire future ends in 3 years, we're gonna do the Durant deal. We're gonna give up all the young players we've got, and we're just gonna go for it now because tomorrow doesn't matter. Well, the fact is, I don't think it's unreasonable to assume that when Stephen Curry retires, Steve Kerr's retiring too. And that when Stephen Curry retires, Bob Myers will either retire or go to another team to see if he can do this again. But Joe Lacob will still be here. And I think it's more a practical matter of, hey, I'm still going to be here, after those guys are gone. And the whole idea behind drafting these guys was to bank on them when this generation of basketball players is done. So I think it's more practical than it is he's going to get credit for Kuminga or he's going to get credit for Moody or Poole, because he didn't draft them. Bob Myers did. And, you know, he hasn't helped develop them. Kerr has. So I think in terms of how much credit Joe Lacob gets is almost beside the point. I think what it is he's going to be here in 5 years when much of the current roster is not.
Do you think that Joe Lacob believes Kevin Durant is the right move to continue the empire when the sun sets on the Big Three's career?
Depends on what it costs. And if it costs Kuminga and Poole and maybe Moody or maybe Wiseman and a bunch of draft picks, I think he's going to have a problem with it. Now, Myers has been able to sell him on things before, but I don't know that Myers is that committed to this to the point where he would get into strident arguments with Lacob about it, because he's holding the biggest card of all, which is we could keep those guys and still be one of the best teams in basketball.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I think, and we've already, we're running this experiment in real time in two different directions. I think that when Curry leaves, for the time being anyways, the winning at basketball's highest level will be over. And that is going to be a truth that a lot of people are going to have to accept whether Kevin Durant is here or not. Kevin Durant can't even pretend that he's the right guy to lead the team into the void, you know, should he be asked to come back to the Golden State Warriors. Without Steph Curry, there's no championships with Kevin Durant just on his own. I don't believe that that's going to happen. I think that Draymond Green is more important to the Warriors' championship prospects continuing than Kevin Durant really is going to be, because he's just he gets it here. KD does not keep the faucet running without Steph Curry, but he's box office. He is box office, even though, you know, he is not the most likable character, and Golden State Warrior fans probably have more respect for Kevin Durant than any other fan base remaining out there. I don't know. I keep on thinking about how does Durant fit back in with the Warriors, and is it the right move? And as much as it feels like a right move for a lot of reasons, the headaches that come with it have me pivoting back to it can't happen. And oh, by the way, Shams yesterday on the Pat McAfee show basically said the Nets are operating like KD and Kyrie are both going to be back in the building next year, which is kind of what I was saying yesterday. If I were Joe Tsai, I would tell Kevin Durant to take his trade request and jam it as far up his own and his agent's rear end as humanly possible. Here is Shams just yesterday.
The Nets, you know, they pick up TJ Warren today. They're making moves and they're doing things this offseason with, in their mind, the preparation and operation as if they're bringing these two guys back next season and playing with these two guys.
So another story I think came out today that, you know, the Brooklyn Nets plan to begin the year with Kevin Durant. And you could say that that is just them trying to create even more leverage around a trade than they have at this particular time, or there's some truth to it. I think there might be some truth to that as well.
See, the problem I have with all those reports is that you have to determine who's talking to whom, because there are benefits to dropping a rumor that, you know, Joe Tsai is sick and tired of Durant. That could be dropped by Durant's people. And there's as much benefit that, you know, the Nets are going to keep Durant. And that could be, you know, Sean Marks dropping a dime on a reporter or two. It's hard to know if any of that stuff is the truth. I think if somebody came to Sean Marks and said, we'll give you the Gobert package, I think he would go to Tsai, and Tsai probably would say, well, then do it. But I think it depends on the haul. And the one thing that we don't know yet is how many teams can offer that much. Because Phoenix can't unless Ben Simmons is a part of the trade. Miami really can't unless Bam Adebayo, unless Ben Simmons is part of that trade because of Bam Adebayo. There really aren't that many teams that can make a relatively large offer without a lot of complications. And Toronto might be the best positioned one of all. But I don't know if Masai Ujiri wants to do that. I mean, and if you trade for Kevin Durant, it's not really a general manager's deal anyway. It's an owner's deal.
Right.
So, you know, where do the owners in Toronto and Miami and Phoenix sit on this? I mean, it's an incredibly complicated process that just might die because it's too complicated.
Well, I've got one option, and it's an option that was first presented yesterday by our guest Ethan Sherwood Strauss, and I went home and I sort of started looking at some salaries, numbers, draft capital, and options. If Kevin Durant is going to be on any team other than the Brooklyn Nets next year, Toronto is one of them, but I don't think that Toronto could even put together as good a package as New Orleans and then still satisfy Kevin Durant once he got to his new team. New Orleans has the player to include in the trade and an insane amount of picks required to get this deal done. Brandon Ingram is an all-star level talent who's only 24 years old. What do you think of Brandon Ingram, Larry Nance, four first-rounders, maybe even five? Like, New Orleans has a ton of upcoming first-round picks thanks to deals that they've consummated already with the Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks. So the Nets could get an awful lot back, and then New Orleans would have Kevin Durant, Zion Williamson, and C.J. McCollum to build around. They also have Willie Green, who was a Kerr assistant when KD was with the Warriors, and Willie Green is now the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. I think it's a good deal. I think that there's legitimate compensation there that the Nets would have to consider. I don't know how much better of a deal that they could get from anyone not named the Golden State Warriors. The Nets get their young all-star that they were looking for and a huge pile of picks. And the Pelicans, they're not going to be a championship contender. They would be a playoff contender, though. Which is where you got to start if you're ever going to think about a championship. You at least got to be in the playoffs, and they're that.
Oh yeah, no! If they got Durant, they'd be their playoff team. I think that's probably pretty clear. The question that New Orleans probably would want to make happen is if Durant comes, does that enhance Zion Williams' chances of staying too? Because right now, I don't think there are many people who believe that Zion Williamson is planning to stay in New Orleans a minute longer than he has to.
And, well, I mean, he just signed a big rookie extension that suggests he is planning on staying for, you know, at least the foreseeable future.
Doesn't mean that he can't hold his breath in a year and say, get me out of here anyway, though.
Of course. And I mean, look, that's the problem with Kevin Durant. What is to prevent Kevin Durant from just saying, I want what's next, I want what's next, I want what's next, over and over and over? Because the man he's the most confused athlete in America. He's easily confused. He's easily swayed by social media. He does not have good representation. We'll get into how bad Rich Kleiman is at his job. And by the way, we did look this up. Rich Kleiman has just one client. That's it. There's no stable of stars that he is managing. He is an entire law firm of one. Kevin Durant is the only player that he represents. And he should be fired. Kevin Durant should fire him. Because you cannot make good decisions in your career when you're surrounded by either an army of bootlicks or just one. And Rich Kleiman just licks Kevin Durant's boots. Yes, Kevin. Yes, Kevin. Yes, Kevin. Rich Kleiman should have slapped Kevin Durant and said, you're not going anywhere the first time he was like, I want out of the Golden State Warriors. He should have said, what are you, crazy? What are you, insane? You're in the best position you can be in. Because you just tore your Achilles, you're actually going to come back to a fan base that will give you the love that you're so desperately searching for. You're nuts. You're nuts to want to walk away from the best culture, the best system, the best teammates, the best coach, the best owner, the best arena, the best city. What are you crazy?
Except that when, I mean, and follow my logic here, because I'm not arguing with you, but Rich Kleiman has one client, as you said, so he's going to be inclined to let Kevin Durant tell him what Kevin Durant wants. I'm not blaming Rich Kleiman for not talking Kevin Durant out of doing what he wanted to do, which was go to another team and be the center of everything.
But you can't say I don't want to be a leader.
That was a Kevin Durant choice. And I think it was Ethan who said yesterday that, you know, Rich Kleiman basically has that job because he is a hyper yes man.
Yeah.
What do you want, Kevin?
Well, Kevin
told him what he wanted, and that's what happened.
You couldn't place yourself in worse hands than the hands of an unquestionable yes man. So no wonder why, you know, Kevin Durant's career is now a house of cards that is falling down all around him, and it's, you know, one of the greatest basketball players in the world is completely devoid of respect from most of the world of basketball. Like, you really got to screw things up to put yourself in that position.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.